began by just saying that it is a Celtic cross. You knew that, though. But the circle represents eternity. It's behind the cross. The way to eternity with God is through the cross of Jesus Christ. We're all sinners, the Bible says. We sin and fall short of the glory of God. Jesus came and died on our behalf so that we could, through believing in Him, have eternal life with God in heaven. And my question is, have you ever come to the point where you have given your heart to Jesus Christ as your Savior?
I have not.
You have not. Okay. That's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life, Jonathan.
Could be.
You ever read the Bible?
I've read parts.
Have you? Okay. Yeah. But the Bible does say that we're all sinners. And the wages of that, or the penalty for that, is death.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came to pay that penalty so we don't have to, through belief in Him. And, you know, it's just a simple prayer that you pray to ask Him into your life. But I'd like to give you something that I keep with me. I never know when God's going to give me an opportunity to talk to somebody. This tells you about what I'm talking about, Jonathan.
Okay.
Why you need a Savior and how to receive that Savior if you choose to. It's your choice.
All right.
You know, I can't force this on you. If I could, I would, because it's the best thing. It's something we all need.
Okay.
Because without Jesus, you're going to spend eternity in a place the Bible calls hell.
All right.
And again, I'm not trying to scare you, but
I'm scared enough every day already.
Yeah. But one more thing, if you'll let me tell you about that cross. Since you like stories, there's a good story behind why I carry that particular cross, and I wear one just like it around my neck right now.
Okay.
I was in Vietnam in 1965, and I was not a Christian, had not given my heart to Jesus. And my chaplain had a big influence on my life. And when I did become a Christian and decided to give my life to Jesus 5 years later, I looked back and realized that chaplain had had a big influence on me. And Jesus had used him to influence me and point me toward that time where I did surrender my life to him. And in 69, I was over there in 65. In 69, my chaplain went back to Vietnam as a chaplain of an artillery brigade. He had 18 fire bases that he would go out to and give chapel services each week. And he said when he got out there, first time he saw the men, they all had a bunch of junk hanging around their necks. You know, some of it was obscene, but just junk. And he found those crosses like I've given you. Excuse me. And just handed them out to the people that were coming to chapel, and after a while, the guys who weren't coming to chapel would ask for them. And he started handing them out generously. And his 13-month tour, he gave out over 10,000 crosses. So God used one man and 10,000 crosses to influence who knows how many men to come to know Jesus as their Savior. His superior saw what was happening, because after a few months, nothing was being worn in these camps, but these crosses, all the junk was gone, and they noticed some changes in the men's life. Because when Jesus does come into your life, He begins to change you. And you talk about a beautiful earth. You know, God created it. He's the one that knows how He wants us to live in it. And when you're walking in His path, it's even more beautiful. But his superiors wanted the other chaplains to have them, and they started handing them out to the other chaplains. And to this day in the U.S. Army, that cross is available for the chaplains to hand out to the men and women protecting their freedom around the country, around the world. God brought that chaplain back in my life in 1990, and he and I have lunch every Wednesday now. We're both in town and have for since 1990.
What was the reconnect that brought him back after, since 1969, you said?
65 is when I was with him.
What sparked?
He claims part of it was me, honestly, because I wrote him and I said, yeah.
Okay, so reached out.
Are you the chaplain that was with me in Vietnam? Well, actually, there were three of them with the name Nelson that were captains at the time.
Nelson's my middle name.
I was there, and I wrote the three of them, and I said, are you the chaplain? And I got a letter back from the one that was, and he was coming back to Texas. He was raised in Texas, and he had retired from the Army, and he was coming back to Texas, but not necessarily San Antonio.
Okay.
And you know, San Antonio has a lot of attractions for retired military with all the bases. You know,
oh, yeah.
All the PXs and BXs and medical places. So, you know, but he said part of it was he said, I wanted to come back and be with you. He said, out of all the thousands of men that I've ministered to through all those years, you're the only one that ever wrote me and told me that I influenced you to give your life to Christ.
Wow.
And so, you know, I...
So you're one in 10,000 at least.
Well, yeah, whatever. You know, he said, you're the only one that ever got back in touch with me. And
we've
become very, very dear friends. And he's now more of a mentor to me. He's 80 years old now.
Well, that's going to be my next question. Are you a similar generation or?
Well, he's 15 years my senior.
Okay.
I was 20 and he was 35 when I was in Vietnam. So, I mean, but we're close enough where we relate well. You know, the older we get, age doesn't make much difference. After a certain point, it really doesn't.
I was just curious.
Yeah, but you know, he's a great guy, and but anyway, I wanted to share the story behind that.
Well, no, I really appreciate the story and this.
Yeah, because it's something. I hope you'll read that, John.
And you don't mind if I share your story?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Because you know I was recording.
Yeah. No, you may share my story. I don't have any problem with that. Anytime I talk to people about Jesus, they can pass it on however they want to.
Right.
I've got other stories that I've written that you may be interested in at some time. My wife died of cancer 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time that she was going through all that, 10 years from the beginning until she passed away, God changed my life, literally changed it, and I'd been a Christian a long time and would have thought I had a strong faith, but he gave me a faith I didn't even know was possible. I had no idea that going through something like that, and my wife shared that, we were walking on parallel paths in our spiritual walk. He gave us a faith I didn't know was possible, the peace in the midst of the storm. I mean, I was afraid the first time she got cancer, but by the time it came back 7 years later, I had peace in my heart, and it was all because of my relationship with God. It had grown through daily Bible study. And, you know, when you get close to the Creator, your life changes, and you start walking on a different path, and you start seeing things the way He wants you to see them instead of the way I would see them and the way I would want to go, you know. I have a choice every morning. I get up, do I follow me or do I follow God? You know, well, it's become an easy choice for me now. But, you know, years ago, it wasn't such an easy choice. Some days I'd think, you know, things are going pretty good. I can just do what I want to do today. And I'd usually make a mess, you know, before the day.
Well, I think we all know how to make a mess.
Maybe not just in a day's compartment, but in a period of time. If I got to walk in my own way and God lets you, but then He always brings you back. He's calling for you to come back, and that's the beauty of studying His Word. You learn that. Mm. Tells you how much He loves you. As I said, He loves you enough that He sent His Son to die for you. You know. Now, I don't want to force anything on you, Jonathan, but if you would like to sit down...
We have to find our own things.
Yeah, if you would like to sit down and talk about that, I would be happy to. It would be an honor.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sharing. That was a really beautiful story and way of telling it.
Well, it's the truth, you know, and what I tell
you
about
God. Well, that's the most beautiful way to tell any story.
Yeah.